Kellogg. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 28, 1902. Kellogg. Dear Brother, I know you will be interested to hear how we are at the present time. I have every reason to praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. He strengthened me to reach my home. I dreaded the journey not a little, for we had to come by a northern route. W.C. White tried to secure passage on the southern route, but the sleepers and drawing rooms were engaged for 2 weeks ahead. We were on the train 4 days and 4 nights. The journey I dreaded so much was made pleasant for us by all with whom we came in contact. At the Chicago railway station, we found one of your automobiles waiting to take us to the sanitarium. It was a covered carriage, shaped like a streetcar, and I lay down on one of the seats running along each side. It was a great relief to me to be able to lie down. At the sanitarium, I took treatment and was in every way treated with the greatest tenderness. A wheelchair took me from the carriage into the station, and two gentlemen carried me from the chair into the train. I was pleased to meet, while in Chicago, several of the members of the firm with which you are connected. The weather was good all the time we were on the way home. I suffered somewhat, but was not in pain all the time. I could not eat at all. After you left Nashville, I had a time of great suffering. I had to keep to my room and only took part in the meeting a few times. At Nashville, I met Brother George I. Butler and Sister Lockwood. I was very glad to see them. We had a long visit together and talked of many of our past experiences. While at Nashville, I called together some of the pioneer workers to ask the Lord if it was His will to heal me and give me strength to continue my journey. We had a precious season of prayer together. I felt great blessing in presenting my case to God. My soul was all light in the Lord. A heavenly fragrance seemed to surround me. I was not healed, but I was given the comforting assurance that the Lord's presence would be with me. It is not possible for me to describe the peace I felt. I had the same assurance on my homeward journey. I could not eat, but I found peace and comfort in my Savior. How precious He was to my soul every moment! We found nothing unpleasant in passing the Sierra Nevada mountains. The cars moved as gently and noiselessly as one moving over a carpeted room. The trees along the way were covered with snow. In New Mexico, we were detained for 5 hours. The road was blocked by a broken freight car. On account of this delay, we could not reach St. Helena on Thursday. We went on to Oakland and spent the night at the home of Brother Jones, taking the train for St. Helena Friday morning. Oh, how thankful I am to be in my quiet home once more. My appetite has come back, and I am so hungry that I have been afraid I should overeat. But so far, I have received no injury. There are plenty of thistle greens here now, and they are very appetizing. Last week, Willie spent several days in San Francisco attending a council meeting. He returned at the end of the week to help his wife to move into their new house. He left again today to attend another important meeting in San Francisco. It is Tuesday morning. I am still improving in health. The terrible pains have gone, but I am weak yet. I hope that my strength will soon return. Sister Ings invited me to spend a week at the sanitarium and take treatment. But to tell the truth, I dare not take any but the lightest treatment. There is such a thing as doing a patient great harm by giving continuous treatment when there is not the physical strength to endure it. I take a bath daily. I eat only the simplest food, and I ride out when the weather is pleasant. I'm glad to be at home with my workers, where I can select copy for them and communicate with them. When I am away from home, they cannot work to such good advantage. This is the first afternoon I have been able to write since my return. Till now, my head has let me write only in the fore part of the day. I cannot sleep after 1 o'clock. Last night I slept till 3. I can assure you that this was a victory for me. When we reached Oakland, we found that Sister Jones's father, Brother Lunt, had fallen asleep in Christ and had been laid to rest until the morning of the resurrection. He died without suffering. Brother Hansen, an aged Scandinavian minister, had died a day or two before, and what was my surprise to learn, yesterday, that Sister Lockwood died a day or two after reaching her home in Florida. When I parted from her in Nashville, I little thought that I should never see her again. She took sick in the train, and Brother Butler had to carry her from the train in his arms. She knew she was dying and was very happy. She died just 9 weeks to a day after Sister Butler died, and at the same time of the day, I have suffered much, but my life is spared. I thank the Lord for this, for I have much to do. I shall be very careful of my strength. I have just signed a note for the money you lent me. I am writing to a sister in California, asking her to lend me $1,000. I believe she will do this. If she will, I shall return your money at once. If she cannot let me have the money, I shall try to get some elsewhere. You were very kind to loan me the money that you did, and I shall not keep you waiting long. I must now close. I have written more than I thought I could write. Much love to Sister Austin and her family, and to your wife. I should be pleased to see her.